This is the Sunny Side on your number one station for Talk 92.3 Nigeria. Info FM, good afternoon to you, and thank God it's Friday! See, yeah? I don't know why people get excited when it's Friday, but me, I'm joining in the excitement because it's Friday. It's a Thank God It's Friday edition of a Sunny Side right here on Nigeria Info. My name is Denise Dennis Walu, and yes, from now up until 3 p.m., you and I will share this space together. But we'll talk about something very, very serious and prevalent, something that we cannot choose to ignore, as we are still faced with that challenge in this day and time. Jungle justice. Yes, just days ago, some people decided to take laws into their hands to be both judge, jury, and executioner of two young men who were trying to rob POS operators in Enugu. Yes, so we will talk about them. We'll go on a commercial break, definitely. And then when we come back, we'll start the first conversation in full. Let's just have some sort of foundation for that conversation we're going to have after the break. Now, two young men trying to rob POS operators at the Independence Layout area in Enugu were yesterday set ablaze by angry mobs. Yeah, we still have it happening. I mean, sorry, today's 11th, the day before yesterday. It was gathered that the angry mobs did not allow the police to take them to the station, but decided to take the laws into their hands. Before setting them on fire, they were first stripped naked, filmed, and the video circulated on social media. Stripped naked, filmed, and the video circulated on social media. The prevalence of jungle justice in some parts of Nigeria cannot be overlooked. That being the case, what instigates the need for us to be both judge, jury, and executioner when a thief is caught? We'll talk more on that. Keep the calls coming in and your messages coming in as well. The call line is 070-0923-0923. WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. And then, of course, you can join us live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, Twitter Response, and also our Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Just stay tuned to us. We'll be right back.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
I did say we are live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, and then, of course, on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. The numbers to call to be a part of the conversation is the number, I beg your pardon, the smart number to call is 070-0923-0923-070-0923-0923. And then, of course, WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. Are we better judges of character and situations than the judicial system in Nigeria? Are we better judges of character and situations than the judicial system in Nigeria? What in the world's name instigates the need for us to be judge, jury, and executioner when a thief is caught? Premise from Magolama, welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, good afternoon. Long time no hear from you.
Welcome.
Please, concerning to what you are talking on this jungle justice issue, actually is a wrong one. But, you know, the problem we are having within the society is that people have lost trust on the judiciary or the police. Take, for example, in Rivers State, the same judge that will give a judgment against this will be giving a judgment contradicting himself against the other thing. You understand? So when people see things that whenever you catch up with things like this and you take them to police to the judiciary, the judges are not doing the right thing. That's the reason why people are going into jungle justices. It is not a good thing that people should be killed, you understand, because of a person committed an offense that is supposed to go for police, from police to like the judges. But look at how the judges in Rivers, for example. It's only jungle justice that will be taking place in River State to sort out some issues because the judges are so corrupt in River State.
Promise.
This one is just happening at Enugu, but in River State, let me tell you the truth, it's only jungle justice that will solve some of these issues with what the judges are doing in River State right now.
Promise.
They are just spoiled in River State.
Promise.
Thank you.
I still pepper of 100 naira in the market. 100 naira pepper. And you put a tire around my collar and you burn me and I die.
100 naira pepper, just as you said, and maybe police arrest you and take you to a judge. A judge to pass a judgment. He will say, okay, go to jail for 6 months and so on. Another person, that person, maybe they find out that behind the scene, the person is from one opposition party. The other one will come. The same thing of 100 naira you have just spoken, and they will let go. They will say they don't have jurisdiction, just like what's happening in APC and River and PDP. The judges are misbehaving in River State, so jungle justice will
The point I'm trying to make is
it will happen, jungle justice will happen in River State very soon.
Okay, let me listen to Ida from Ankara. I'll come back to what Promise has said. Ida, welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead, please.
My sister, most things happen for other people to learn. Now, somebody suffer doing POS. You went and collect the person's money. Then maybe with hypertension or with fear, the person fall down, died. They don't take loss into your hand. Whatever person that went to steal, if he catch the person, kill the person so that other people will learn. I cannot be going out to suffer, sweat. Then somebody will just come, point me gun. Then maybe on the process, they arrest that person. Then you're telling me that I should free that person. What are the going pointed at me, shoot me. Then I die and the person run away.
But now,
I'm talking. I catch boys who are tearing posters. I heard I give them to police. What police tell me? Leave them, they should go. I leave them to go. But the poster they are tearing is money. Somebody do that poster with money. I carrying the poster. The poster is not inside your house.
So is it better for the person to be killed?
No. If I'm not talking about that poster aspect, too, somebody that is stealing money, okay, somebody is doing POS on that son, you just come, go to collect that person's money. My sister, those kidnappers and the stealers, they should be killed so that people will learn, so that Nigeria will be peaceful.
What happens to giving them a chance for repentance? Is that completely ruled out? NS from Oyibo, welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Dennis.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, this is Ernest from Oyibo.
Ernest from Oyibo, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Well, two of the callers have already said my mind. But well, let me just contribute a bit. You know, we are all human beings, and there are some people that is lazy. I hope you are getting my point.
Yeah, I got you.
Yes. For example, as for you now, you media presenter. I see for you people. You work both, from morning to night, sometimes daybreak. And you labor for something. On your way going home, somebody, maybe all these boys stop you. on the way and snatch your phone. So maybe you bought something like maybe 200,000 or 100 or something. Mm-hmm. And some boys try to help you out. Maybe on the process now, maybe one or two person killed yourself. Something, try to get where I'm heading to. Let me cut it short. These boys, they need, take law into our hands. It's not good. But the situation of the country now, from my own side, I would say it's good. Like now, I lost my job, I think, some years ago, but I'm just doing, you know, business just for sale. Why can't I leave the business and start stealing now? But some people in this country, some people in this country, they are very, very lazy. They prefer to, you know, some of already finished goods. They don't want to hustle. Look at now, the other angle now. Look at Yahoo Plus, all those things. A boy of 17, 16 years, he want to make money that his father have never, you know, using their girlfriend, maybe father, mother. Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Ernest, I'm here.
I'm just speaking at some point. Jungle Justin is what we need in this Nigeria, because these boys, they are very, very few. They catch you. You know, before a thief will come to your house, he have already make up he or her mind to kill you or you to kill him. You see, huh? The best thing, this jungle, you know, maybe Nigeria, Southeast, they don't throw less nonsense, like all this Aba, they don't throw less, so let this battle. Earlier last year, I heard that as my one, all those things, but they are snatching POS, stealing, you know, shoot, all those things, is good? It's not good. They should stop it, because what I like, the other first caller said, only the remedy to stop all this nonsense these boys are doing, this Port Harcourt, for example, now is jungle justice, because in our this thing, some of our police, we don't have any this thing. Like some of the people that are criminal that they have taken to jail, so they will go back here and remove them, and we will not have idea. That case we close.
All
if
right.
You, I know to take law into our hands, so good, but younger justice, if it's possible, let's proceed so that they will stop this nonsense that they are doing.
All right, thank you. This is Iron from GRO. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Jungle justice has nothing to do with the law or the police. It has nothing to do with delay of justice or anything. But it can be traced to those who carry out that act as a victim of robbery in one time or the other in their life. And whenever they hear or able or in any opportunity to apprehend criminals, please mention them. No good deal would have here. In the concept of they stole from me, they did this to me, they did that to me. So you find out that you just have that have not yet been healed from certain adversity, that are reacting at that material moment. Yesterday, it happened on my street in the early hours, although I tend to even bring the discussion in juice program on one of those eyewitness. Times have changed. And this present moment is not business as usual. These boys who are stealing, they now come out on time, earlier than you can even expect. In my area, they just smashed the bag from a lady. And this guy was running and they chased him. My street was that, by the grace of God, security-wise, we are so conscious about that. They tracked him and they caught him. And before I could able to get there, this guy don't receive enough, as in, they won't even go extra mile. And I checked the bag. What is there? Not even much. Guess what? 7,000 something and a small phone. Everything that put in that bag is not even up to 15,000 naira. Plus the phone. I told them to leave him. Give him just 1,000. Go. And the old street was just like, Mr. Zayo, why? I said, no, let him go. The truth is this. If we don't rise up to the occasion and put issues of security in the front burner in our day-to-day activities, these guys will take advantage over us. But on this conversation, if we want to keep resolving to jungle justice, beat them, do them this, do them that, what privilege can we give to these guys to take a proper rethink and change? We can't just resolve, oh, it is the lawyers, oh, it is the judges, they are corrupt, they are these, justice is delayed. It's not true. It is me and you. How well can we change the tide? How well can we take a privilege like this to at least affect the life of somebody? Most of them that are doing this, they have no parents.
Okay.
Most of them are being misguided, misled by prejudice or adversity in one way or the other. But if we can change our mindset, this so-called jungle justice will stop.
Okay.
I'm not saying that you must behave the way I behave, no. But we can take a little step forward and hit some certain issues on the board.
All right.
Zion.
Thank you, Mr. Zion. Nakuku from HA, welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Sunny Side.
Good afternoon.
So let me contribute a little on this issue.
Mm.
You see what we are talking about? You know, most of these guys now, as we are talking, he say release, not to release. Any of them who do bad, most of these young guys, supposed to go to prison, at least give them 5 CCM imprisonment. But most of them who are kidnappers and the other things, supposed to be killed, because in olden days, where they say, when somebody is killed, you will see them, they tie them on the drone, they will be able to shoot them. You see that the crime was being lessened down. Look at what's happening. Most of them are doing a lot of crime now. People cannot move in the streets freely. People cannot move roads in the street. You see all these words hijacking them. Most of them who are now, they don't do anything because of lessons. You see them entering to Yahoo, saying they are playing Yahoo. Well, they don't even know. Go now, most of them are in the beer parlor on the hotel. Drinking. When it is night, you see most of them coming out. Look at what is happening. This is, most of them are appointed by using by our politicians. Look at what happened to Muma. After this thing happened to Muma, they mentioned somebody who sent them. Tomorrow, when you release those ones, they will come back here. Yes, I will be doing more than that. When they get caught, they will shoot somebody. They will not be able to release because they have Godfather who can able to release them in that area. All these people, when you get somebody like, you take them to prison, they have to be there at least. 10 years after the election, when they get after the first election, so when they come back, other people will learn less. If you release those people now to come back, we'll have billboards from there, they should pay it. Tomorrow they can come back. People will join them, they'll add more. We have Godfather. We'll release them. When we go there, we'll release them. It's not the automatic. Let them change them immediately. Not asking the police to release.
Well,
take them for God, grant them immediately, take them to prison immediately without judging any other thing because they are fans and they are guilty. You see that the people will learn. People will learn from them.
Are you saying people will learn from jungle justice? Dakuku, is that what you're saying? Are you saying people will learn from jungle justice?
Yes, people will learn, yes. When you put most of them,
you see there are loopholes.
It's like those who tell people, now if you leave them, they come back. They will ask more than that, and for people who support them. And anybody who speaks against another party, against their party, they can shoot the person because they don't value somebody's life. They're
okay.
Supposed to detain at least 10 years
before
they release them. Most of them who move with the gun, the rising people, they have to shoot those people live.
All right, thank you, Dakuku. I will react to what everybody has said so far, but let me hear from Daniel first. Hi, Daniel. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Hey, good afternoon, Didi.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Dinke Daniel in Imogeto Zako.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yes. You see, jungle justice. We can condemn jungle justice. Elsewhere, but in Nigeria, or just because at times some innocent people are being lynched for not committing what people kill them for. But our laws in Nigeria are very porous. That
porous,
is the reason
porous,
why
porous
we are
in
the way we
sense?
Are. Say, for instance, China, that is doing well economically and other areas, is that when you commit a crime, and that person is caught, that person is punished according to. Even the Bible says that he who kills by sword should also die by sword. But is it so in Nigeria here? Somebody can kill one or the other, one other politician will go and tell you, let him go. And this is the reason why crime is increasing in this country. So, why we condemn
But then again, in trying to curb one crime, you commit another crime. and it's still increasing. It doesn't do away with crime, to be honest.
My sister, what I'm saying is that if somebody should openly, I see that person, kill another person, an innocent person, if I am there and make sure that that person actually did it,
How would you tell? Are you equipped?
It's not bad.
Okay. Thank you, Daniel. Now, let's go back to the very beginning. If you're just joining us, this is the Sunny Side and your number one station for Talk 90.3 Nigeria Info. I did share a story of two young men trying to rob POS operators at the Independence Layout area in Enugu State. That was on Wednesday. And they were set ablaze by angry youths. Now, it was gathered that the angry mobs did not allow the police to take them to their station, but decided to take the law into their hands. Now, before setting them on fire, they were first stripped naked, filmed, and the video circulated on social media. The prevalence of jungle justice in some parts of Nigeria cannot be overlooked. If we have it still happening in the year 2022, in the month November... That being the case, what instigates the need for us to be judge, jury, and executioner when a thief is caught, when we have laws? Now, jungle justice can be reckoned as one of the highest forms of murder. One of the highest forms of murder and unlawful killing that have taken over the streets of the cities in this country. One setting thing is that jungle justice, irrespective of the jurisdiction one may tend to give to it, is a major inhumane act and a generational crime against humanity. So think about it. When we have laws, we also have interpretation of the laws, as well as punishments for breaking these laws. And that is why we have people who have taken it upon themselves to go to school to study the law, the different types of law as it applies, and learn how to interpret the laws and the appropriate punishment for setting crimes. And it takes a whole lot for you to be certified one who's a custodian of the law, a lawyer, a judge, a magistrate. Then we also have the security operatives whose duty is to ensure law and order in the society. So when you are caught committing a crime, their duty is to arrest you because they know that it's the law and it's a crime. Then what do? They persecute. They take the matter to court. Then, whatever proceedings need to be carried out is carried out. Then, the appropriate punishment is read out. Then, if you are found guilty, you have to be found guilty. It has to be proven beyond reasonable doubt that you're guilty. Witnesses will be called to the fore. There will be evidences presented in the law court. And everything that needs to be done will be done. And then they say, oh, discharged and acquitted. You're being found innocent. Or guilty, sentenced to 10 years imprisonment, 1 year imprisonment, 6 months imprisonment, community labor, this one, that one, a fine of XYZ amount, or this, or that. Now, an ordinary citizen does not know these things. So when an ordinary citizen catches a thief, or when ordinary citizens catch a thief, and the next thing they think about is bring tire, bring fuel, bring kerosene, burn him, strip him naked, flog him, do like this, video him, put it on social media. What have you done in that case? What if you caught the wrong guy? What if the person was just wearing the same shirt like the criminal and was running in the same direction for a different reason? Remember what happened in Alu some how many years ago? The Alu 4. Remember what the Bakassi boys were doing some years ago? Sometimes when you do these things, chances are that these persons are innocent. That's on one hand. On the other hand, you deny that person the chance of repentance. On another hand, you cannot even determine whether this person was just stealing because of hunger. You go and steal crayfish, 50 naira. Pepper, 100 naira. What if it's hunger? And the person deserves to die? Yes, in your defense, our judicial systems are slow. There is corruption everywhere, and the chances of this person being bailed after arrest is high. True. But do you think that it is indeed right, or the other option, as opposed to going through the standard proceedings of the law when a criminal is caught, is the better option? Are we then better judges of character and situations than the judicial system? Someone shouts, T4, 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 T4. What if the person screaming T4, T4, T4 is lying and only is on a journey or quest or revenge or is seeking vengeance and understands the mentality of people within a region and they decide to accuse someone falsely of stealing? Now, that's a situation you are not aware of, and then you go ahead to burn the person alive. So think again. Do you think we are better judges of character and situations than the judicial system? What instigates the need for us to be both judge, jury, executioner when a thief is caught? 070-0923-0923-070-0923-0923. Once again, the number to call is 070-0923-0923. WhatsApp and Telegram number once again is 0809-030-6416. A message on Telegram reads, Jungle Justice. If caught red-handed, most especially with a dangerous weapon, those that have the mind should do jungle justice. The truth is this. If you take them to the police station, they may get back home before you. They reported them, provided they have the money to sort the police out. How do we justify the fact that a young man was shot dead for insisting on not surrendering his phone at gunpoint? And when the armed robber is caught and killed, someone will say jungle justice? Anunobi, Onyekachi Casey, send that in. This other message reads, my name is Alozie Chukwemeka from Okehi 2HA. The people that said those criminals ablaze have done well because they have mind to rob their fellow man that is struggling to eat. Another reason why people don't hand over robbers to the police is that if you hand them to the police will release them. I'm a POS man here in HA. I am seriously looking for those criminals because they know what they will not leave to tell the story. They know that they will not leave to tell the story. That is the consequences of disobedience. So, what they plant is what exactly they will reap. Good afternoon, Tamta Mba Solomon from Igbo HA. To be honest, there's nothing on this earth that justifies jungle justice. Though most things being carried out by most of the suspected criminals are bad. But you'll believe with me that most people are wrongly accused and killed all in the name of jungle justice. I still think anyone being caught should be handed to the authorities to carry out proper investigation and execute the guilty ones. Even when you have corrupt system, I still think it is better with the authorities than putting laws in our hands. On Twitter, we are live at Nigeria Info PH is a Twitter handle. And our Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. To call, please call the smart number 070-0923-0923. Once again, the smart number is 070-0923-0923. You can also send a WhatsApp or Telegram message. The WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. Remember to turn down the volume of your radio set when you call. And yes, we have a call screen on standby. When you call us, you get to speak with the call screener first, and then she will hand you over to me in the studio. I want to read some of the Facebook messages from our Facebook page. Just a few seconds, please, so I can access them. Okay, so this one is from Ogua Johnny Justice and says, dealing with criminals caught in the act is not a jungle justice. If truly we want to get the society a read of criminalities and not to be hypocritical about it. If a criminal who was sent to prison later came back and then kills your relative in another act of robbery, how would you feel? But what if the criminal repents? What if a criminal is given the chance to repent, goes through the correctional center, spends a few years there, and then realizes, oh my God, what I did was very, very terrible. I shouldn't have done it. I repent. You take away that chance from the criminal, or don't you think so? And even if the criminal is going to be sentenced to death by hanging, the blood is not going to be on your head, because it is what the law says. It is what the law has determined as appropriate punishment for the crime being committed. Anyway, this one is from Ned Aguma, and it says, jungle justice is barbaric, satanic, and should be rejected and condemned by every sane citizen of Nigeria. We should always give room for investigations and allow the law to take its course than taking lives we did not create. Once again, the number to call is 070-0923-0923. I take the number again, 070-0923-0923. Are we better judges of character and situations than the judicial system in Nigeria? What instigates the need for us to be judge, jury, and executioner when a thief is caught? Barely 3 minutes for us to wrap up this conversation. Okay, let me start with this one. It says, jungle justice isn't good, but instead I suggest we adopt the Sharia system of cutting off their hands, thereby following legal system. Bugunwa boy in Port Harcourt. There's a community called Okutuku in Yenagwa, Bayelsa State. Do you know that you can drop your iPhone on the ground, come back the next day and the iPhone will still be there? This is as a result of the jungle justice being carried out in the park. Really? Interesting. My name is Roosevelt and Governor. My name is Roosevelt, Governor PH. Take note. Jungle justice or not, people are not happy. If you scale me, I will scale you. You women are too sentimental. The world is hard and rough. You need to follow it so. Ah. Okay. Good afternoon. Bad thing is bad. Nigeria police, Nigeria law has failed us. We Nigerian, Nigeria law is no longer a hope for the common man, but it's a hope for rich people who can pay the money and have your way. For me, I support the jungle justice in a way, because if you have been encountered with this bad boys, you will hate your life that day. Nigerian law takes time to give justice, so people see it as a long time waster. A Steiner Ventures, also known as oil minister. The other guys say women are too sentimental. This one says I haven't encountered bad boys. Oh well, I have. I have, truly, I have. But are we not the ones that preach mercy every now and then? Are we not the same people that cry to God for mercy? Now, you can't predict life, to be honest. Today, you're not a criminal. And tomorrow, you yield to the temptation of committing a crime. So on so day in November, you burn someone alive for stealing. 5 years after, something happened, and you also stole. Would you like that kind of treatment? I'm just saying. I'm just thinking out loud. Good afternoon, Didi. I have been robbed at gunpoint. My property is forcefully taken away from me by them, yet it didn't stop there. Before they were caught and killed, for me, jungle justice is the right way. For because this boy's hardly changed. Those who have the mind can do it. As for me, I no get that kind of hattle. My name is Collins Freedom. I'm your number one fan from Amok. Do enjoy your lovely day, my honorable madam. Thank you so much. Okay, so let me see if I can squeeze in these final messages. I don't think I will. But my name is Denise Dennis Wallow.